I'm Jeremy Scott, and this is Mission Network News. First up, we'll hear from a Christian pastor about how believers fare in Israel. Later, refugee kids find reason to hope amid the fallout of war. First, believers in Israel are clinging to gospel hope while grappling with the reality of terror inflicted by Hamas.
This terrorist group, they are sanctifying death.
Pastor Tess Kasai serves the Bet Hillel congregation in Ashdod. He says news of the murder of hostages Sharia Bibas and her children affected his entire community.
Everybody was upset, including me, including everyone else. Even I have an 8-year-old son. Just everybody cried and everybody was very angry about it.
Pastor Kasai points to one source of hope for his nation.
The only solution is Yeshua.
He says people in his congregation watch events unfold and come away from their news feeds full of fear.
There are a lot of questions, but when they are coming to the church, the only thing that we are talking about is hope in Yeshua.
Pastor Kasai prays for God's spirit of unity in this time of turbulence and division.
The name, the Prince of Peace, is translated as Sar Shalom. Sar Shalom means a minister of peace. So our minister of peace is Yeshua.
Please pray that believers in Israel would look to Jesus for strength and pray that many unbelieving souls would turn to Christ.
Hallelujah. The shield of this nation is Yeshua, is the God of Israel. So I can encourage the nations or the people that they love Israel and they pray about Israel. Please do not trust the national medias, the national TVs. Return to the word of God. Trust on the God of Israel.
Next, have you ever heard of the like attracts like principle? It suggests that similar things are attracted to one another. Door International's Rob Myers says the principle applies in the context of deaf ministry. Deaf missionaries are more effective at reaching deaf communities for Christ because
deaf people connect with other deaf people in ways that hearing people just can't.
That's why Door trains and equips pairs of deaf gospel workers in its 2x2 program.
Typically, one more focused and more skilled in the area of evangelism and sharing the gospel, and one more skilled in teaching, in discipling.
After completing their training, workers are sent to deaf communities that have no churches or gospel access. Using their complementary skills, these deaf believers seek to introduce the community to Christ, often for the first time.
They're building relationships with other deaf people, sharing the gospel, beginning to disciple others, planting deaf churches and growing deaf leaders.
Over the years, Door has supported 40 2x2 teams in 15 countries, which have planted over 1,000 deaf-led churches.
Deaf people really need the gospel in their own heart language, which is sign language. And so that really is the focus of Door International's ministry.
Finally, Shadi Tarzi was a young boy when the Arab Spring turned his life in Syria upside down. By 2012, his family fled to Lebanon. Overwhelmed, Shadi found biblical hope watching the Sat7 Kids channel and told his sister he wanted to be on the show someday. Years later, God opened the door for Shadi to be a host on Sat7 Kids. Today, Shadi has lived through 2 conflicts as Israel's war with Hezbollah rattled Lebanon. Yet Joe Willie with Sat7 says Shadi is using his platform to encourage children.
This person, instead of saying, "Oh, wait, God, why me?" This person is presenting and saying, "I understand what you are going through. I have lived through it, and I'm living through it again, and there is no hope like the hope that Christ gives."
Shadi recently witnessed the difference Sat7 Kids still makes when he visited a displacement camp. There he saw 2 girls watching the channel, singing the songs, and reciting the Bible verse. It goes to show
our situations can change, and in the life of this presenter, it changed drastically and quickly. But he also celebrates that Jesus Christ never changes.
Praise God for his work in the hearts of kids in Lebanon through Sat7.
And so that is something that young people in the Middle East and North Africa are hearing and need to hear.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.